This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When we get involved in the conversation, it's really simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now look, this is hilarious if it wasn't so sad, okay? What is sad is in the last hour, we did a story about Facebook and how, you know, what goes on in the inner works. We had a whistleblower on. And we couldn't get the signal. I mean, the signal was terrible trying to get out. And now it's fine. Maybe I should replay it and not tell them. You know what I mean? I mean, that simple. I'm telling you people, this is bigger. And I'm not a conspiracy guy. Most of you who know me know that. Right? But this is bigger than we think it is. They are watching out for themselves. They don't want another President Trump. They don't want a Republican / conservative House of any kind. Right? They're not interested in Congress being taking on conservative issues, if you would. You know, Nancy Pelosi, I can't believe how uppity, well, I guess I can, but Pelosi and Schumer and others. Old white people telling black people what they need, what they should have. Right? I mean, think about it. And this is, and they think this is the same people who will say, you know, yeah, the same people that will talk about how black people can't get licenses, they can't get IDs. Apparently, they're too stupid. And again, let's be clear. That's not me. That's your Democrat Party. That's how they feel about you. Because we've seen the videos. We've seen the information. They keep telling us about all the things the black community can't do. Right? They can't read, they can't write, so they need affirmative action to get a leg up. We have to make sure they get to the front of the line when it comes to getting into better schools. Well, since they don't know how to get a driver's license or an ID card, we have to allow them to vote without ID. Right? We have to make sure they get X amount of welfare dollars because, you know, they really can't work and there's not enough work for them and, you know, it's racism in this country is keeping them from working. The Democrat story has no positives in it whatsoever. And I was thinking today as they were, you know, talking about all the stuff that was going down and the statues that they're pulling down. Are they going to pull down the FDR statues? Are they going to rename some of the FDR buildings? Because remember, here's a man, talk about racism. You talk about what he did to people. Right? Here's a man who locked up Japanese, Irish, Germans, Italians.
For their own safety, mind you.
He sent a ship of Jews back to die in Germany, knowing they were going to get killed. And then again, I know we beat this up over and over and over again, but the Margaret Sangers of the world, she hated black people. Hated them. And yet, it's one of the most coveted achievements that a Democrat can get. Right? The Margaret Sanger Award. Because she was all about women. No, she wasn't. She was about wiping out the black community. About keeping them out of this country. Keeping them out of the city. Or the cities. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. We'd love to know what you have to say. But that's the hypocrisy of the left. They don't, maybe they don't know history. Maybe, you know, I've been saying all this time that they're holding up somebody like Margaret Sanger, even though she was a killer. And apparently, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they don't know how to read. Maybe they're unaware. Maybe they're that ignorant. And I shouldn't be picking on ignorant people. I really shouldn't. Maybe that's the whole answer here. I don't know. Again, I don't write the rules. I just play by them. But if you think of what the Democrats have done over the years to the black community, we kind of touched on this yesterday. Jimmy Kimmel. There are pictures of him in blackface, demeaning women. I go down the whole list. On TV, on video, on YouTube for the whole world to see. And he gets a pass. Why does he get the pass? There's only one reason. He's a progressive left Democrat. And he's an entertainer. Somehow that gets to move forward. And this isn't like it's 100 years ago. This is a 7-year-old clip of him with Megan Fox recounting an experience with a director when she was a teenager. But, I mean, ultimately, I'm not going to say he approves of all this, because I don't believe he does. At least not anymore. You know, let's be honest about it. We all do evolve as the years go on. I was just actually making fun of a conversation I had with an old employee of mine when he first got married. He thought halter tops and, you know, spaghetti straps were wonderful and great and all this other stuff. Then he had a baby girl, and as the years went on, his mindset changed. Wonder why. You're almost in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Totally unacceptable. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do. And you need to be. Right? You really do need to be part of the solution. And for some of you who are feeling guilty about being white, I want you to go have your IQ tested. No, seriously. In the same argument that we've had for hundreds of years, you can't judge a person on the color of their skin. They have no control of the color of their skin. You have nothing to be guilty about. What have you done individually against the black community or Hispanic community, what have you? You're guilty of being white? This is craziness. You understand this goes against everything that Martin Luther King Jr. taught. Everything. And yet, the emails that I see, the things that people say to each other when having, this is exactly what the left wants. This is exactly what some of you would call like the Soroses of the world, the globalists. This is exactly what they want. They want us so fractured, so tore apart. Look at, you want to talk about a melting pot. America is a melting pot. All kinds of people from all over the world come here for a better life. They don't come here to be oppressed. They don't come here to get back under thumb like they were from the front country they came from. If this is a better place to go, go there. But there isn't any other place left with the freedoms that we still have. We still have them. So, you know, again, if we don't fight for these things, if we don't speak up, if we don't stop it from happening, it's not going to stop. You know, it was really funny. Somebody mentioned to me, I have more black guests on this show than most other shows that people have. Don't do it on purpose. They just happen to be either the experts in those fields or they're like coming on the show, one of the two. There's no looking for a color or sex or what have you. But, I mean, here, so Martin Luther King Jr. fought for black lives before it was called Black Lives Matter. Fought for the rights of, fought for blacks to be treated like human beings. But he felt and he knew that the peaceful protest would work. When Americans as a whole saw what they were doing to black folks in the South, it was unacceptable. And it was an uprising, and the uprising was done with white people and black people. They didn't burn down buildings. They didn't jump on police cars and then burn down the police cars. But the Greater New York Black Lives Matter president, Hawk Newsom, on Wednesday, he said that the movement has changed in the wake of George Floyd's death. And with all the, you know, all the demonstrations, all the destruction being done across the country in the name of BLM or George. It's sad. He went on to say, you have said that, Martha McCallum, who interviewed him, said that you have said that violence is something necessary in these situations. What exactly is it that you hope to achieve through violence? He said, wow, it's interesting that you would pose that question like that. Because this country is built upon violence. What was the American Revolution? What's our diplomacy across the globe? The guy is a fool. Try to do it without violence. The fighting is because they wanted representation. Right? No taxation without representation. Stupid little thing. I get it. What representation does the black community not have? What representation does the Hispanic community not have? Go look who sits in Congress. Go look who sits in the Senate. Run for office. Run in your communities where they know you. You know, the Dems have a bad habit, and the Republicans do it too, but the Dems do it even more. They have a bad habit of sending candidates in different areas to run for office. Well, nobody knows who you are. You should represent your area. Or you should be a representation of your area. If your area is all white, what makes you think a black man has a chance? If your area is all black, what makes you think a white man has a chance? Come on. I'm not saying that that's right. Just look and see. People tend to be comfortable with their own. Whatever their own is. We go in, we blow up countries. We replace their leaders with leaders who we like. He's trying to claim the things that we do across overseas is what they should be doing here. McCallum clarified that her question was based off comments that she had heard Newsom utter in various interviews. I said, Newsom told the host, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we'll just burn it down. We'll burn down the system, and then we'll replace it. I could be speaking figuratively. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation. No, it's not. It's an out-and-out threat. If they don't get what they want the way they want it, they're going to keep this up. You know what? If you get a President Joe Biden, they will be allowed to do what they're doing right now in South Africa. Right? Reparations, you'll have to give the black community everything, let them, whatever it is. Because look at who the Dems are pandering to. First it was, you know what, you illegal aliens? You're feeling it now, aren't you? The Dems are like the cats chasing that little red laser pointer. You know, first it was the illegal aliens coming across. Then it was the DACA that was here. They chase everything but American principles. And now they've gone back to the Black Lives Matter people. Because that's a sexy thing right now. He went on to say, let's observe the history of the 1960s when black people were rioting. He went on, he said, we have the highest growth in wealth, property, ownership. No. You guys have been doing well now for years. Things have been turning around for years. Where you don't do well is when you're managed by the Democrats, when you're led around by the Democrats. That's when your communities don't do well. He says, I don't condone nor do I condemn rioting. But I'm just telling you what I see. Well, you might be looking, I don't know, maybe you drank too much when you were looking because you're wrong. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more craziness after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Disney has announced that it's postponing its mid-July reopening of their Southern California theme parks as the coronavirus flares up again in that state. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Just in the last few days, those numbers have increased some 69% to 7,149 individuals, over 7,000 individuals, a record number here in the state of California that have tested positive for COVID-19.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut said that visitors from 8 states would have to quarantine for 14 days. New York Governor
Andrew Cuomo.
If you are violating the quarantine, you can be subject to a judicial order and mandatory quarantine. You could have to pay the costs of quarantine. There are also fines.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Real side of GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you. The 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being truly part of the conversation. And being part of the solution, too. Not just the conversation. So, I think in the last few segments here, let's hit some of the craziest stories we get from the college world, right? And how much they really don't care about anything. I mean, it's really what it boils. They really don't care about anything. Colleges across the country are removing statues and they're mixing traditions. And, you know, it's really funny. Why do these kids, why do they go to these schools? They look them up online before they go there. They know what they're all about. They know what their tradition is. What's the deal? Why go if you don't like what it stands for? Robert Morris University in Pennsylvania will change its students' faculty and staff ID cards from freedom cards to ID cards. They take offense at the word freedom. What are you doing here then? What are you doing in a college? You know, the Robert Morris College, University, whatever. The decision follows the circulation of an online petition initiated by student Melanie Hall, who asked the university to rename its ID cards, arguing that the choice of freedom cards for minority students, who make up 24% of students, would feel bad. Right. Because they don't have the freedom to go to, oh, wait a minute, they do, to that college. And they went on grants, some of them. And some of them went on loans. And some of them will go on to be, you know, doctors and lawyers. No freedom there. You know, they really need to get, you know, years and years, I should say years and years, like 3 or 4 years ago, I had Dr. Alveda King out to an event in my area. And she went to one of the high schools. And they brought, there must have been 300-400 black kids there. They came in to see her. And that's cool. You know, we didn't turn it in, you know, even though I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, we didn't turn it into that. That was not what she was there for. She was in the middle of history. She saw what happened to her uncle. She saw what was going on in those days. She was part of the marches and the walks at a very young age. So she's there with us, and the kids are asking questions, and they're talking about racism. At one point, she says, now her words, not mine. Oh, honey, to one of the young ladies who said something about racism. You don't know what racism is. you don't know what real racism is. Now, yes, from a standpoint of if people hate you just for your color and they treat you bad, yes, that's racism. But in her day, you couldn't get in trouble for walking down the street and punching a black person in the face. You couldn't get in trouble for locking them out of certain places, refusing to feed them or give them food or allow them in your restaurant or restroom. You don't know. You're not living the real racism that her uncle fought against. And others, too, for that matter. I think some people have lost their way with the fame and everything. I'm not saying it's great for black people. You've never heard me say that. We have heartbeats. We have humans with heartbeats. And those humans, you can't control their hate. You can make it. I mean, of course, they have to follow the law. You don't want people out there lawlessly either taking advantage of, beating up on, or treating black people meanly. That's not the point I'm trying to make. But if you think you're going to legislate, protest, burn down, rip out statues, and that's going to fix it, not even close. Matter of fact, if anything, you're going to make it worse. Because some of the older folks who came here, who survived the Holocaust and other things like that, they're sitting around and they are afraid, not of you from BLM. They're afraid that by eradicating your history, wiping out everything that has to do with it, starting to try to wipe out religion, you're going down the road of fascism, true fascism, which is a hop, skip, and a jump away from communism. So, you older folks that just sit around and allow them and let that happen, your nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, what have you, push back on them. Don't be afraid, push back on them. Let me tell you, some of you are not going to like the story, but I don't really care. With all this transgender stuff going on, and the studies that are done to show that, you know, these male athletes who identify as a female and track the best track runner, the fastest female track runner in this country, is 22 times slower than the best male runner. It doesn't mean that women are not as equal. That's not the point here. Both sexes, both genders, they have different strengths and weaknesses. It's the way God/Mother Nature made our bodies. You can't deny that. You can't deny biology. You can't tell me I have to believe in science and then you pick and choose what you want to believe in. It doesn't work that way. There was a young lady in school. I don't know what she was, 15, 16 years old. I'm not making this story up. You go look it up afterward. I'm not going to justify myself to anybody. Anyway, she was talked into. She kept being told how she looked like a guy. She walked like a guy. She acted like a guy. She probably was a guy. She bought into that. She went to the doctors. After a 20-minute visit, the doctor decided that she needed to be put on hormones and start heading down that road of the operation. She said she was miserable with herself in a relatively short period of time. She started putting on weight, growing the hair, the whole nine yards. And she was kind of embarrassed at how she looked. But her friends kept telling her, keep going, keep going, keep going. Because you're really a guy. You know, one of the things I learned about in the 70s about how bad peer pressure is on young people. It's a long story, but bottom line with it is, she was at her grandfather's house one day, talking with him, and he just starts crying. Not uncontrollably, he just starts weeping. And he looked at her and he said, "You were a gorgeous young lady. You were so pretty. And you were going down this road. You knew what you wanted out of life." She was very sure of herself. And then because some of your friends said, because of peer pressure, and because of a doctor who spent less than 20 minutes with you, you think this is the right thing to do. It's not. It's killing you. Look at you. She became depressed. She became a diabetic. And this is not a one-off story. There's plenty of these stories out there. But the reason I'm telling you this one in particular is because I keep telling you, don't be afraid of what you say to your grandchildren, to your nieces, your nephews, your sons, your daughters. Many grandparents are so afraid that they're going to keep the kids from them But they won't tell them the truth. They won't tell them how they really feel. So you'd allow your grandchild, son, daughter, whatever, to go down a wrong road, a harmful road, pick a bad, whatever it is, because you're afraid you won't see them anymore. In his case, he wasn't going to see the granddaughter that he had. He was going to see the grandson that she was turning herself into. And she was not happy about it. Ultimately, she wasn't happy about it. And she did. She went to the professionals. In some states, it's illegal to try to dissuade them from making the change. In her case, she says today, it would have killed her. Not an uncommon story. There's websites out there all over the place that discuss this. You know what I noticed up until about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago? A lot of people got mad at me for doing it, but I used to do stories about transgenders all the time. Transgender situations, issues, that kind of stuff. And the stories would pop up everywhere. I was getting them everywhere from all kinds. They have literally stopped. The negative transgender stories have stopped. And it isn't because everything now is good and okay. After what you heard earlier about Facebook, we already know what Twitter's doing and Google's squelching things down. You won't get the info on YouTube, so of course these stories aren't coming up anymore. They're not all over the place. These social platforms, they're the ones bringing up your kids. They're the ones telling your kids what moral values are. They're run by people with a lot of money. They're run by those Hollywood moralists. Or unmoralists, or demoralists. We'll hit more of this later inside the break. Joe Messina, your host, is in the real side. Sorry for being such an upper. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Feel the rhythm now.
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, okay? So, really, be involved, be engaged, be part of. You know, it's funny. Remember, you know how I'm always telling you people, don't, and I'll get back to the other story in a minute, because this is exactly what I've been talking about. Do not be a victim of a Twitter feed. So somebody sent me a Twitter feed, said, oh my God, this left-leaning Los Angeles County Sheriff is going to concealed carry permits by 400%. He's agreed to do that. Now the title of the story is LA County Sheriff Promises Increase in Concealed Carry Licenses. All right. There's only a problem with that. One real small problem with that. Los Angeles County is home to more than 10 million people. Well, 10 million we know of. I'll put it that way. Right? When you start looking at the numbers of people that have actually been able to get concealed carry handguns or concealed carry permits, you ready for this one? It's about 400, just under 400 in all of Los Angeles County. Okay? It's almost impossible for the average person to get one. 10 million people, there's about 400. Now, the 400, only about 120 of them are just people, regular, normal people. Maybe they own, you know, gold stores or things along those lines, right? So when you look at that, you got to stop and say, okay, what is this all about? And in L.A. County, there's also three other kinds of licenses that are issued. Licenses to judges, licenses to reserve police officers, and people who may work but don't live in Los Angeles. So even the guards coming into L.A., I've got to check into this because this is weird. See, usually what it is in the state, or, you know, in California, the sheriffs are the ones that handle this. If there's no sheriff, it's the police department. You know, and you get your permits, and then you're supposed to be able to carry them anywhere in the state at that point. So, again, now, the Fresno Bee, in 2018, decided to do their own little investigation. They found that only about a quarter of the active licenses were possessed by regular citizens. So, yeah, we're about right. 440 people had the licenses. Even in if Sheriff Villanueva comes through on his promise with a 400% increase, it's not going to help people who have guns and are regular Joes, right? Because they're gonna increase it by that much. If they go 400%, you really think they're going to give 400% of the regular Joes a license? So in Los Angeles City, or even Los Angeles County, I should say, your Second Amendment right, it's kind of, sort of. I mean, he's talking about, increasing about 600, 700 licenses? Now, in Orange County, which is right next to Los Angeles County, they have over 12,000 concealed carry permits or licenses. Population is about the third the size of Los Angeles County. Kern County, which is just a little north of Los Angeles County, they have 9,000 active concealed carry licenses, and they have less than 1 million people living there. Right? I mean, seriously. So even if you live in a crappy neighborhood, you can't move out, it's tough to go out and get a pack of cigarettes. Because, you know, you don't have a concealed carry gun, concealed carry license. I don't know. I just thought this was interesting. It's what I've been trying to tell you guys. Don't get caught up in just the title. Read the story. Go in there and take a look and see what they said, what they really said, and how it all comes together. And this is where most people get bit. Not on purpose. Not that they're trying to hurt somebody, but this is where most people actually get bit with this. So this Friday, at the end of this week, I've got somebody coming on the show. I usually don't do stories like this. Because I'm not into doing these. I mean, I appreciate it, but I don't do these kind of stories. And there was a woman or a family, I should say, I can do this for you later on. But, her family was being terrorized. Oh, Virginia. Her family was being terrorized. And I do mean terrorized. By a group of people that group of thugs. And she's been looking for a concealed carry permit. She's looking to be able to protect herself, but not able to do it. The police are non-responsive. They can't get out there. They can't help her out. Right? They're there to protect them, to serve, maybe sometimes when they can get there. Now, this is a well-known, I won't say well-armed, because that I don't know, but this is a well-known group of Antifa dressed as such and making her crazy. It's in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Tara Durant, one recent afternoon while out with her young daughter, she returned from several errands. She and her daughter found themselves in a threatening situation that no one should have to face alone. And there were no local emergency responders to help her. She said they were driving on a local street when they came across an intersection, the main business intersection in Fredericksburg. when they suddenly found our vehicle surrounded by protesters. In light of the recent nationwide protesting highlighting the death of George Floyd, the city of Fredericksburg had also experienced nearly daily protests on its streets for days. She said, we were unexpectedly in the middle of an intersection on a one-way road. They were surrounded by at least 15 to 20 people all screaming at us. They clearly had the upper hand. She had a little girl in the car. Isn't that wonderful? They're cowards. They're not protesters. They're not fighting for the right. They're not freedom fighters. They're cowards. They're bullies. The same thing they don't want to be, though they don't want anybody else to be. One of them started jumping up and down in the car, and I kept screaming at him to stop, she said. My daughter was terrified. People in the car were yelling all kinds of blankety-blank you and blankety-blank your child. She was horrified at the situation. You know what? Hit the gas pedal. Oh, but she did what she's told to do. Call 911, because they'll protect you. She was told that the officers were told to stand down and let the protesters have their way. They were now in a protest sanctuary city. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine? You were there with your daughter, your son, your whatever, and the Democrats think this is an acceptable way to handle the situation. I don't know if they're stupid or hateful, that dull, that ignorant. I don't know what it is. And yet, they call us the haters. They call us the bad people. We're the ones that hate everyone. Don't you remember? Don't you know? It's just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. I read these stories. I go out of my mind with them. Because there's just no way you can sit back and say, yep, makes sense to me. This all looks good. And they can't, somebody has to take care of all this. Look, we were just talking about the college, Robert Morris College. They want to take the word freedom off the cards, off the ID cards, because some groups don't experience the freedom. What are they not experiencing? I would love to have a couple of those young kids in a room, not 20 or 30 of them, because all they're doing, if you watch, all they do is yell. They yell and scream in your face, and that's what they think to get a point across. I'd like to have 3, 4, 5 of them in the room. And let's go over some of this stuff. Who was not free at their school? Who was not free to come and go? Who was not free to make money? Who was not free to rent a dorm there or however that they do it? Who was not free to take a class if it was available? So I don't know what they're talking about when they say they got to take freedom off there because not everybody experiences freedom. To what end? To what level? The freedom to do what and when? We'd like to redeem our freedom cards to something less insensitive. If Robert Morris University is really a welcoming place, 76% of the students know and love the other 24. Well, they're minorities. They don't feel so safe. That's coming from a white girl. Anybody ask the minorities? For real? So I'm seeing your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with my foolery. And we are here all week. Hopefully you will too.